Hey guys, and welcome back to Fast Track Forum. So we kind of left you guys on a cliffhanger, and we never posted our reactions to the last race of the 2024 season. That was kind of on me, to be honest, because I had some family emergencies to attend to at that time. So that's why we've been inactive this whole entire time. And then also, I'm back on the East Coast, no longer on the West Coast. I'm entering my final season in university, so this winter break, we also took a winter break, really. But now with the season starting and me finally figuring out my schedule and when I'm free and stuff like that, we're gonna continue posting now.
Yeah, I'm like, life just happens sometimes. Like, we both got busy, but we're back. And hopefully we're gonna be posting consistently. But yeah, we took our little winter break. A lot and not a lot happened during winter breaks. That was interesting. But today we got testing, so cars are back on track. We're also having IndyCar this weekend, first race. So guys, it's happening. We're back in season for everything. Like, this week, best week. That's all I have to say.
For real. Like, I don't know if you guys have been listening or if I even mentioned it, because sometimes I don't even remember what I mentioned in this podcast. But I go to school at Syracuse University, Syracuse, New York, upstate, you know. I've been drowning in snow. Like, it's been negative 10 degrees at one point. Like, it's so icy. Like, every time I'm walking to class, I'm walking so slowly, making sure I don't slip. Because if I slip, that's it. I'm turning around, not going to class, because it just ruins my whole entire day. And also, Syracuse is known as the salt city. Tell me why we have no more salt. Like, there's a salt shortage. I'm like, bro. Anyways, today, now that it was testing and cars were finally out, the universe was like, yeah, we're going back on track, because now it's 40 degrees outside and sunny and I'm having the time of my life right now.
I love that for you. Honestly, we're the opposite though, right? Me, California, this weather, it was raining last week. It's like 100 degrees this week. The weather just doesn't comply ever. But today it's a sunny day. So I think the universe did say, cars are back on track. We need a beautiful day.
Yeah, so true. And the world is just happier when cars are back on track, you know?
It is. I wish the motorsport community was like that a lot, because this past week, it's been falling apart. Like, let's be real. Like, I wish I could go back to where everyone was just happy that there was like 20 rich guys driving in circles, you know? Like, can we just go back to that? Because right now I'm just like, my God, every time I open TikTok, there's like another thing. And I'm like, what did I miss?
Can we please just talk about that? So obviously, my college experience is mostly focused on learning how to work a camera, learn how to market things. Like, just last semester, I was taking a marketing class. Granted, it was for film and TV, but still, I could use those principles into every industry that I want to work in. So with the whole debacle that's going on with the F1 content creation community right now, was kind of shocking to me, and kind of, I want to use the word ignorant, and I don't know if that's the right word, but I kind of feel like that's where this is headed, especially with like certain content creators, like not acknowledging the privilege that they have. And just do more research before you guys just start saying random nonsense. Like, I'm all for welcoming new fans. Trust me. Like, I am always the type of person that will encourage and be happy that this sport or any of my favorite like films, like other sports that's not motorsport really, like, I am all for welcoming new fans and then wanting to learn about it. But to go online and say that it's starting to become a show and all this glam is unnecessary. I'm not calling anyone out here, because sometimes we just like make mistakes. Like, people make mistakes and that's fine. But you just have to acknowledge your mistakes and learn from them. And just remember to always do your research before you say something or before you post something, because it could lead to misinformation like this, or just ignorance, really.
Yeah, no, because I'm like, I found it funny when I kept seeing a couple people be like, it's the start of the downfall of F1. And I was like, the downfall is like, what happened? And it was all back to F1 75 Live. And I was like, granted, I didn't see it. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I didn't see it, but I saw clips. And honestly, I don't think I missed out on much, because Red Bull gave us nothing. Same livery. I think McLaren was basically the same. A lot of them looked similar, their liveries, to what it was. And like, it was, I guess what people say, a show. But I was like, it was just to present the liveries. Like, I don't know what people wanted them. Did they want like the mechanic to go on there and be like, so this is the car, and this is how we built it. Like, like from scratch. And I'm like, it's not a TED Talk, guys. It literally was just there to show you a livery. Like, I don't know what people were expecting from this. Like, hello?
You're right. Like, it was a show and it's the 75th anniversary. So, of course, they're gonna go big. And this was also a lot more affordable for real F1 fans to attend to, which, as we know, I think it's like about 1% of F1 fans actually get to attend a Grand Prix like in their whole entire life, which is insane because, well, it's insane because like we're all broke and the sport is expensive, but it's also, I don't know. It's the sport is really expensive, so it makes sense that only 1% would actually be able to attend a Grand Prix. It's not fair, but in a way, it is understandable. And also, them going full out to like the show, quote unquote, side of it made sense because the teams have done it in the past to present their livery. I keep seeing this on TikTok where people will bring up how McLaren at one
Got
point.
the Spice Girls.
Yeah. And there was this one, it was when Lewis Hamilton was still in McLaren and got him to, he was like performing in a show. I forgot a play. Like, I forgot which one it was, but they got him to do that for promo. I was like, this is not something that's new. It's not something that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's not because I've been seeing a lot of comments from people who are like really old, like old people are like, oh, people have been saying it's the downfall of F1 since 19 something. Like, ever since media was brought into it, it's been the downfall. But also, I'd like to remind people, it's 2025. TikTok is like the biggest thing in the world, like marketing, social media. If you want to be seen, if you want the sport to grow, it needs to have these spectacles, as people are calling it, like the glitz and glam, which I agree with you. It is, I guess, ignorant, I guess would be the best word. Because these, we're not going to say names, but this person who is, I'm like, they need to understand that it's because of the spectacle that they got the opportunity to go to events. I'm like, because if it wasn't for these spectacles, I 100% guarantee they would have not had the opportunity to go to multiple races and meet their favorite driver.
No, I 100% agree. And I'm kind of going to compare and contrast this moment to the NFL for our American listeners. This past Super Bowl, if you noticed that a bunch of the Super Bowl ads had big American content creators like in their ads, and the relationship between the NFL and content creators like works so well with each other that the NFL has skyrocketed in viewership and stuff like that. So they're obviously headed in the right path. And I think the NFL started implementing this right when COVID started, when everyone was like posting things and when content creation really started to become a big thing. And so I think that is also what F1 is trying to do, like trying to replicate, or not even just F1 or like motorsports in general, but like any other like global media sport to try and replicate what the NFL did in order to up their viewership. Because I know that F1 is still trying to get more American viewership. I know a little bit about what I'm talking about because I'm actually researching this topic for a research paper in one of my classes. So, yeah, it's been interesting and I think it was really fun to learn about this and research it. I'm just an academia person. I love learning and I love researching. But yeah, I think that's all I have to say about this now.
I agree with you. Because it's any sport. I feel like it'd be like dumb to like, it's only F1 that does this. I'm like, it's really any sport that you look at who's using marketing to get more viewerships. Because if not, that's how they pay for it, through sponsors and all stuff. Because it's an expensive sport, guys. We could go on and on talk about how there's really talented drivers who never make it to that level because they don't have the money, because they weren't born with like a silver spoon in their mouth, or they don't have the sponsorships. It's like that in any motorsport, and it kind of sucks when you see drivers who per se aren't the most talented but have the sponsorships and the money and can continue going, and that's all marketing and stuff.
100%. I mean, if you look at Checo's story too, and Esteban Ocon, I believe they're the only drivers left like on the grid that had to work, earn their spot, and like get as many sponsors as possible in order for them to continue their careers, in order to pursue their dreams of one day driving in Formula One.
Yeah, And then I guess I love Lance, but we have people like Lance who has money to fall back on. But I love him. This is no shade to him. And side note, I loved him and Fernando's entrance because I saw that when they entered, like, you know, the little helicopter, them with their helmets. I think that was iconic. And I love Aston Martin for that because we all know Aston Martin is the place for social media. Like their TikTok, everything pops off. Like people need to replicate what they're doing.
Yes, and Aston Martin is so James Bond coded. So I'm so happy that they went that route, like for the entrance. Like it gave off major James Bond vibe, and I was obsessed with it. I loved it.
Yeah. I think the only side note for me that was bad about that was obviously Max getting booed. Like, 'cause you know, I'm a big Max fan. I don't think he deserves it. I think Christian Horner obviously deserves all the boos he gets, but I also think some of those boos were for Lawson, and I'm kind of happy they didn't make them do like whole media things. I don't know how it would have gone if they gave like a couple of minutes to speak because people are mean, and the fact that Max's dad is saying that he won't return if it's in England again to that is wild to me.
I am not a huge Max fan, but I'm still a Max fan, and I still can't wrap my head around the fact that he got booed. Like it's so incredibly disrespectful. Like you're allowed to dislike driver. Like no one's forcing you to like every single driver, but you have to be respectful about it. You can't just go on and boo and send hate messages like death threats or just boo them and just be constantly disrespectful to them just because you don't like a driver. And to be honest, I feel like Max is also using this as an excuse to no longer attend future events because he has blatantly said it that he does not like it. So he was just like, he does not care. Like, I know that for a fact. He does not care at all. So he's just gonna use this to his favor, being like, I don't want to be disrespected, so I'm just not going to show up to events.
That is true, but I saw a lot of people also posting on TikTok. They're like, why do you guys boo him? You're giving him his villain arc. You're gonna give him the fire to win another championship. And I was like, honestly, do it though. I was like, because I probably will. He'll probably win again. It just depends on the car. I was like, let's be real. I'm like, I can't talk too far ahead, but I could see Max winning again.
I can see him winning again, but for some reason, I don't think he's going to win again with Red Bull. Like, I feel like he's gonna shock us and go to a different team, and he's gonna win another championship with that
You
team.
think he's gonna pull Lewis? I was like, if he does, that'd be iconic. I'm scared that Lewis is gonna win another one.
I
He's gonna
hope Lewis wins another one.
win.
Oh my God, I am so ready for it.
I am too, but I'm also scared that he might lose one of his championships. Because I don't know if you heard how I think it's they're trying to like revoke one of his world champions because of the race where Piquet Nelson Jr. or whatever crashed so Alonso could win. And that in turn caused, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. Was it Moss? No. What's his name? The one who was gonna win, he was Brazilian driver. He was supposed to win. He was like he lost by 1 point. And if that like over what'd you say? Sorry.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I know who you're talking about, but I don't. His name is like at the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember.
I know he's at the tip of my tongue too, and I feel so bad. And like after we're done filming this, I feel like I'm gonna know who it is. But like I'm blanking, but that race, like he's already filed like a complaint. And I'm like, do we think that's actually gonna go through?
I wanna say no, but at the same time, the path that the FIA is heading towards kind of seems like it is going to go through. But I don't wanna jinx it, and I don't wanna say anything.
My thing is though, if they go back on that race, and there's like a couple other races I feel like they could go back on. And the one that scares me that they might, because you know, me being a Max fan, is his first world champion. That's the race where I'm like, if we start there, I was like, they can't just overrule one race. They're gonna have to, it's gonna open a can of worms and they're gonna go back to old races, which I think sucks for drivers too, because it's like it happened. Yes, it sucked, but I feel like the past should be the past and like focus on the future.
Definitely. I agree with that. But I don't want them to go back, though. I don't want them to change anything because it's just, again, it's just going to prove that their FIA just does not care about the drivers or anyone really. Like, they just care about themselves and the money. So, and they love the drama. So,
Oh, they do. I was like, they love the spectacle.
they do. Oh, speaking of this, though, we should talk about the GPDA and Carlos Sainz being voted in.
I did not expect that one.
Really?
I did not expect it to be Carlos Sainz, but I don't think I'm shocked. I don't know. It was weird. When I saw that, I was like, really? Were you like, did you see that coming?
To be honest, I don't think any of us saw it coming that there was going to be a new director, but I'm not surprised that it was Carlos. You know, like it wasn't like a huge shock to me because he gives off that vibe. Like he gives off as someone that is like dedicated and like responsible and like will actually get things done or speak out on certain topics and stuff like that. So,
I don't know. To me, I think it might just be his facial expressions that he always looks lost, that I'm just like, I don't see him like being on top of stuff, but that could just be me because I'm like, every time I see that man, he looks like he just doesn't know what's happening in life.
I get that because I love those memes where he just looks like he's lost and staring off in space. But I am really happy that Carlos is the new director. And I think that we should trust it because this is a position they have to be voted in. So if everyone else agrees that he's the one for the position, then we should just trust it, see what happens.
Okay. I was like, actually, you're right. We should just trust it. But I don't know. He looks lost. Hopefully, we'll get more pictures of him. And you know, there's going to be people coming up with memes. Like, if something happens, they're just going to use his face, be like, what's happening?
Yeah. And then I also think that the GPDA needs a better social media manager because that post when they announced Carlos Sainz as the director, they need a better graphic designer because that they literally just mugshot onto
It
a text at top.
was probably just the drivers who are in charge of it. They probably don't want anyone else in it, and I don't know. I was like, they're not the best at social media.
That's so true, but it's just so funny when I swiped and I was like, oh, that's what we went with. Okay.
You know, a lot of them post questionable things though, so I'm not shocked.
So we literally just talked about the GPDA, and now we're going to talk about something unserious.
Yeah. I'm
Target.
like, if you guys have seen it, I don't know if you guys have, but Target just dropped a collab with F1, and my God, is it the ugliest thing I've ever seen? I'm like, there's no way this is real. I'm like, it's ugly, but there's so many people who are obsessed with it. And I'm like, do I? I'm like, is it just me?
No, because I think it's ugly too. I'm just, guys, let's be serious right now. Like, is it cute or are we just happy that us American fans finally get to have more merch available to us, you know?
I think that's what it is. I also think because Target, like, we'll get semi-political, has been in it, like, its own drama because of people like boycotting it, and they know the F1 fandom has been growing, and I believe they knew US fans were thirsty for merch, so they just threw something out there, and I feel they got the people. And I'm like, it's not it.
That is true. And I'm just like, can we please like use our brains for a second and like look at that and just agree that it's ugly and that we shouldn't buy it. But I'm not gonna discourage it. If you actually think it's cute, go ahead, go and buy it. I personally will not.
Yeah, same here. I haven't gone to Target yet, and I'm like, maybe I'll do a stop today and show you guys in person how it looks, because it wasn't it for me. Like, it didn't hit. I was like, it could have been cute. Like, it had potential, because I do love a good sweat short, and I feel like it had potential, because I know Paxson came out with cuter sweat shorts that I actually own, and they are cute. Like, Paxson's F1 kind of deal, like Abercrombie Hollister actually did it right, except for their Alpine merch. It was not cute. I don't know if you guys have seen the Hollister Alpine merch. It's not it.
I haven't, but that's just because I don't support Alpine. I'll take your word for it.
Like, it's not cute, guys. I was like, Red Bull and McLaren merch is really cute, which breaks my heart because I'm not a McLaren girl. So I'm like, why do they have really cute merch? I'm like, it's not fair. Like, it really isn't, because it makes me want to buy it.
I love it because I'm a McLaren girly and I want to buy it all, but I'm too broke for that. So I'll settle on like one t-shirt.
No, every time I wear my little McLaren baby tee, I have to tell people it's not in the I support McLaren way. It's in the I support Pato Award kind of way. And he's in McLaren, so I have to wear it. So that's the only reason I wear McLaren.
How's your wear in your paddleboard sweatshirt?
That, and he also dropped really cute merch that I'm really sad I was too broke to buy, and it sold out. Like, I don't know if you saw it. His merch with his sister, like, oh, he should design the F1 merch. Like, him and his sister need to design the merch, because like they popped off. They knew what the girlies wanted, like a little cardigan, the baby tee. Like, they knew what we wanted. And I'm
Yeah.
so sad I didn't get it.
Oh my God. I love him and his sister. His sister's Instagram, sometimes I like stalk it occasionally and I'm like, dang, like she knows what she's doing.
She does, and I'm like, I want to be her. I was like, aspire goals to be her.
Yeah, for real.
I was
Okay.
like, everyone wants to be a wag. I want to be his sister.
I agree. Our predictions for this season. I don't know. I'm obviously a little biased and I think McLaren is gonna win the championship again. I hope so.
I mean, I could see it, but I have a feeling Ferrari Because they were really close, and I have a feeling Ferrari might like actually take it.
Especially since
So
Lewis.
I know, and I know this is controversial for me to say since I'm like the biggest Red Bull slash Max stan, but I know I said I want Max to win and I see him winning. I don't if it is him in like the race, I think it's gonna be tight. I think it might be him, Hamilton, and a Lando fight. I think it might be a three-way fight with those three, and I feel like it's gonna be super close.
I agree with that actually, because I so badly want Lando to win the driver and McLaren to win the constructors. But I do think that it is going to be a very close three-way race between Lewis, Lando, and Max. And then I think Oscar is also going to be up there too, because Oscar is a really talented driver.
I could see him being up there too. Also, on a sadder note, I think Doohan might be out and I think Colapinto might be in. I was like, I think that might happen. I know this is like depressing, but also, Franco, if you do go into Alpine, please do not shave your head because I don't know what they were doing. Do not follow in footstep. Do not, please.
When I saw that they did that, I was like, what are we thinking? Like,
Yeah.
no.
But I think that's happening.
I just feel so bad for Jack Doohan. Like, the fact that F175, all of his questions were literally about Franco. And I also saw that I don't know how many Australian rookies there are, but apparently Jack wasn't even a part of that for the Australian Grand Prix. They're just like completely excluding him. And I was like, he's a rookie. It's his first year. It's the opening race and he's Australian. Like, I just feel so bad for him. Like, no one is giving him a chance.
They're not. And the fact that someone said that I think Alpine paid like 8 million or some absurd number to get Franco from Williams to be like a reserve driver. And like, there's no way Alpine paid that much just for a reserve driver. They're like, they know Franco's gonna drive. And I think it's because Franco's Argentinian. And if it's not Mexican fans who are big, loud, and supportive, it's the Argentinians. Let's be real. And you know, it's the money. You know, that has to be a factor. Not to discount like Franco as a driver because he's a really good driver, but you know, that's a factor. Because why not give Doohan a fair shot? Stop like pushing this down his throat. Because like I know that man is scared.
For real. And I just feel so bad for him. Like, as much as I love Franco, like, I absolutely love him and I do want him to stay in Formula One, this is not the way that I wanted this to happen.
Yeah, but besides that, my other prediction is that Haas will be higher up this season. I think we're gonna do good this season. I have faith in my Haas. Y'all know I'm a high key, not even low key anymore, Haas stan. Like if it's not Red Bull, it's Haas that I'm rooting for.
Not gonna lie, me too. Haas has jumped up my scale, my ranking of the teams, mostly because I love Ollie Bearman. Like, he's one of my favorite rookies this year. So, yeah, Haas is definitely gonna be up there. I hope they're higher. What did they end last year? What was it?
Didn't end that bad because we all know Stake ended really bad. My predictions also are RB because of how dirty they did Yuki, and Stake are going to be ass this season. That's just my prediction because of how dirty they did both Zhou and Yuki, like, and Valtteri, you know, like how they did all those drivers dirty. I'm not wishing them well in this season.
I hope they rot. I hope they literally break down every single race because, yeah, they just deserve all the bad karma.
Yeah.
But at least Joe is in Ferrari.
That is true. I am happy for him. I am very happy.
When I saw that announcement, I was screaming at the top of my lungs. I was like, yay!
The only thing that broke my heart that people were saying, every person from last season is driving in like some capacity as motorsport, like as reserve, or they went to like a different series besides Checo. And that broke my heart. But I still have faith that he's going to Cadillac. Like I'm still in my Delulu era that he's going to Cadillac.
Me too. I hope so. And what broke my heart even more was when Checo changed his profile pic.
But he's a sassy queen. I love the mirror picture. Sassy queen. Like, we love him. Like, it was iconic. Broke my
It
heart, but it was iconic.
was like that picture will always be iconic.
Yeah, but my last, like, mal wish for one driver, Lawson. I'm sorry, guys. If you're a Lawson fan, I can't support you. I was like, he's just everything he's done. I'm like, I can't support. I was like, I don't know. I mean, like, I hope he doesn't crash. Like, I hope he's fine, but like, I just hope he doesn't do as well. That's all I, you know.
You are who you hang out with. If you know,
Oh.
you know.
Yeah, I didn't know if we were talking about that, but I was like, that was also, I'm like, we can't support that. But anyways, we're not going to go that deep. Maybe for our next episode.
Yeah, no. If you know, you know. But that's just like another reason as to why I also won't support Liam Lawson. And
Yeah.
yeah, I'm a firm believer that Yuki deserves that Red Bull seat instead of Liam. All right. Any last final thoughts?
No, I think we're in agreement. It's going to be close and tight with Max. Lewis and Lando. I do think Ferrari, McLaren, and Red Bull will also be again tight. Obviously, me hoping Red Bull wins, but we never know. I was like, just our thoughts. Well, guys, it's been a while. I miss this. I miss talking, just yapping about nonsense. We will be back, hopefully more consistent. So don't worry, guys. Season starting. Hopefully next week I'll come back with happy news at Padawan St. Pete. So keep an eye out for that. Support my man if you aren't. Like, get into IndyCar. Maybe we'll talk about that next week because we still have 2 weeks for F1, right?
Yeah,
Two.
we'll definitely talk about IndyCar because we talk about all forms of motorsport here.
So we'll see everyone manifest that Padawan wins. But yeah, that's all we have for you guys today. Bye.
Bye.